Closer to Marie. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 23, 2025. I got word that many of you, my closest friends, would be interested in getting to know me a little better, so I decided to write a little about myself in a closer context. I will no longer go into detail about how I got here, as there already is a video for that. I'd rather share with you what I live nowadays. I seriously doubt that this subject will get much attention on YouTube, but that does not matter as this video is for all of you my closest friends and sponsors, who would like to know me a little better. Yet, I must give a little bit of context for the new people who don't know me as well as the rest of you. There is a lot more humanity in outer space, and they are just like you. I was born on a starship in deep space, more or less in your Earth year 2008, so come March I will be 17 years old. I arrived on Earth more or less when I was 3 years old, although I recently found a photograph of me at age 1, yet I am not sure where it was taken. I know I said before that I arrived on Earth at age 7, and that is what I truly believed, although I now have evidence that I arrived there a lot earlier. My memory is a bit sketchy about that part as I also have memories of being in another planet as a child, but probably that may have been a family trip. Anyhow, I lived on Earth until I was 13 years old when I had the very silly idea of impressing my mother by flying her starship on my own, and of course, I got lost in time and space, as described in detail in another video. I will place a link to it at the end of this one. This means I grew up on Earth, and I absorbed a lot of its culture. I cannot deny that I miss living there, although I remember that my life there was not that hard, as I only suffered from the same things and school problems as just about all of you also had. It was fun because I used to excel in athletics and dance, as well as in academic subjects, although I always got into trouble with the teachers as I always knew, another side to the story, you know what I mean. Then I got lost in space, and one thing led to another. Athena Swaru found me, and then I arrived on the starship Talika with all our friends you know well. Then many events started to take place, events that led the at the time Queen Alanim to look for a replacement, an heir or heiress, and the logical one to take the post was Athena Swaru, but she denied wanting the role of future Taegetan Queen. She did not want it, so I was pushed forwards, as I was brave or foolish enough to accept the challenge. Then again one thing led to another. Former Queen Alanim was attacked and then decided to abdicate to be able to recover in a wet medical pod, and she is scheduled to finish her treatment in it before the end of March, this year. When she abdicated, I was moved first to Princess Queen, and then to Full Queen. Then at the end of last year, 2024, I too was attacked and fell seriously sick. The Taegetan military, under Goriel of Temma, extracted me from Starship Sardiclea, and his medical crew of the Starship Alcyon took care of my recovery. Then I was advised that I should not return to Starship Sardiclea, so I moved to the other, brand new starship, identical to the Sardiclea and of the same class, Biggie, the Enterprise. I did not go into detail with this above because they are contained in quite a few videos, but in a few words that is how I got to be here at this point right now. I do miss being in Starship Sardiclea as all my initial friends are there, but as I explained before, it is not healthy for me to be there as I am the full Taegetan Queen right now, and there were complicated and unhealthy family dynamics going on there, between them and I. Right now I am living on board the Taegetan, Sardiclea class starship, Enterprise, yes like the one on Star Trek, that's why I gave my ship that name. I am here with a full military crew, which includes no less than 2 Tejetan Elite Special Forces detachments from the starship Alcyone, who are here independently from the ones of the Enterprise, and who are here exclusively as my bodyguards, as the recent events I have shared with you in my space news videos have made me a target for obscure forces. There is a lot more going on that I have not yet had a chance to share with you, and there is a lot more behind it all which I cannot share with you yet, or not at all, sorry about that, but that is how things are. One of the things I can share with you is that just yesterday I found out that the Cabal on Earth and who knows who else, perhaps directly related to the Galactic Federation, has placed a bounty on my head, for the ridiculously large amount of $270 million. They want me preferably alive. I know I am helping them promote that by sharing it here, but I don't care, as I would say, good luck trying to get to me. But you can see the mentality of all those psychopaths with that bounty, and it looks like I am really bothering them, and that is something my Irma soul likes very much, although my frail human body strongly disagrees. All that has been going on has placed me inside this ship for my own safety, although it is me who decides if or when I may go out. For that same reason, I no longer use a shuttle for transportation as Queen Alanim had, and it was a beautiful one with a little crown on its side. I only use a specially modified, Susie 4th generation fighter starship as my private transportation, nicely painted in bright black with subtle green stripes, and it is always escorted by multiple 6th generation Susie fighter ships. I go into these details, as who knows who else is listening to this video. As I am living here on my starship with a full military crew, I don't really have any friends, perhaps only the members of CIC Enterprise, who work with me directly, and who keep me informed about everything that is happening in space, in Teijita, and on Earth, as well as helping me with the videos for YouTube. I also consider the 2 medical doctors, Karez and Zari, and Captain Maxel, as some of my closest friends, although they are all always very busy with their onboard duties. Other than those, my other friends are not necessarily on board this same ship I am on, for example, the well-known crew of the starship Sardiclea, and of the starships Asterope and Alcyone, with whom I worked with, and who I was with when I was very sick. I spend nearly all of my time alone, mostly in my very large private queen's quarters, which is as large as an apartment flat on Earth, with my pet cat. When I walk out of my room, all the crew members stand up straight and against the walls, saluting me as I pass. I am not yet used to seeing this and being treated that way, even though I first encountered that military respect attitude when I was on board the starship Alcyone, last year. I like to walk along the long passageways of the ship towards the green areas on board, although I don't do that as much as I should, as there is also an element of feeling a little bit ashamed at all the reverences and military respect I receive when I find a random crew member anywhere on the ship. What I do like to do to remove stress is to go to the large empty space below the main hangar deck, where I like to go round and round at high speed on a human-built, small 155 cubic centimeters motorcycle, or on a human car, just for fun. Both of them were already on board the starship Talika, since years ago. Yes, I like motoring, it takes my mind off all the complicated things I must face as the Tejetan Queen, it helps me relax because it forces me to concentrate in like, not crashing, it makes my mind go blank from other things while I am at it. I am planning to make a small racetrack in that empty space as it spans 3/4 the length of this ship. I also like to learn how they work and how to repair and modify them on my own and with no help. For this, I like to watch YouTube do-it-yourself videos. I have so much on my mind that I don't have any time to feel lonely, because I am either being the queen, managing all the problems and procedures of Teijita, also talking to my counterparts in space, and on the Alcyone Council, or I am plotting what I am going to say in the next video. I spend most of my working hours solving issues and giving instructions to my people in Temma, as well as talking to my counterparts of the other Pleiadian civilizations, as would be expected. I do so either using simple screen-to-screen communications, or by remote presence whenever it is possible. There is always something to do, and some paper I must sign. Then I also go nearly every day to the conference room behind this ship's CIC information processing deck, where I am constantly briefed about anything and any situation I must know about. Dinner, which is only once a day, although I might have something else to eat at night before bedtime, although most of the time I don't, is served near noon, SIT, ship internal time, where I meet Maxel, the captain and his wife, Dr. Carez, Dr. Zari, and lead intelligence officer, Kira, where we all sit at the Queen's table. It is slightly set apart from the other tables in the main mess hall of the ship, and it is bordered by tall blue-violet curtains. I did not design most of these protocols, as I mostly only follow the Taygetan rules and regulations concerning how a king or queen must be treated. I am also set somewhat apart from the rest of the crew, even the officers, since my diet is quite different. I eat mostly food from Earth, because my metabolism does not tolerate Taygetan food very well, and this is why I depend on Earth and its resources so much, as well as on my YouTube channel. I spend just about all of my time alone, except when at dinner, so I have been forced to be good company for myself, while being immersed in all my complicated thoughts and ramblings. There are 500 people on board this starship, but being military they rotate their duties very much, so it has been hard for me to get to know any of them, besides the small group I mentioned. There are still many faces I do not know, all of which stand up straight with their back to the wall, whenever I pass by. I still don't get over that, as I still feel myself to be a simple girl who lived on Earth and liked to dance. It does occur to me, or worry me a little, that I eventually may want to meet a boyfriend, yet with all these super security measures around me, and all the military respect and operating protocols, I see that as quite difficult. I do notice a clear barrier or distinction between the rest of the crew and me. I am not treated as one more, or as the same. I am not sure I like it, but there is a barrier between me, the Queen, and the crew, so that's why I spend so much time alone and with no direct friends. This causes me to retreat into my room for most of my time, as I feel I have everything I need in my little world there. In my first room, as you enter through the door, I have my little computer set up, with 4 screens and 2 main, human-built computers from where I am writing these words, and the ones of other videos. My 4 computer screens are my little windows to look at Earth and whatever is happening there. This is beside my room's windows, which face Earth to starboard of this ship, and from where I can see quite a few details, like the continents and oceans, seas and clouds. It is fascinating for me to look at a big thunderstorm, or even a hurricane from up here, from above, looking out one of my room's very large hexagonal windows. When I am alone, which is most of my time, I like to listen to music, but don't expect me to like, or even know about modern music tendencies. I don't have the foggiest idea about what kids my age listen to on Earth, as I am completely cut off from any other people my age. I've talked about this with my closest friends before. I am isolated from other teenagers, so my thinking is very different, and so are my likes and tastes. I listen to a lot of classic music from Earth, of all the best composers, although I do have a soft spot for Russian classical music, like Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, Sergei Rachmaninoff, or Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, all of which I play while I write texts for my videos. But I also like to listen to epic music, like the soundtracks of many movies, for example, Oblivion, Inception, Mission Impossible, and Gladiator, among others. I also like pop music, but I do not follow artists, I only pick the songs I like, as I am only too well aware that many have subliminal instructions and evil agendas behind many of the lyrics. This makes me gravitate to the musical period between 1960 and 1990, being the music of the 1980s the one I listen to the most, especially when I exercise, as I love the rhythm and the drums. But the kind of music I listen to the most, and by far, is classical music. Like right now I am listening to Rimsky-Korsakov, Scheherazade Opus 35, while I write these words. I like to write the texts for my videos first thing right after I wake up, and before other things distract me, I am an early riser. As for original Pleiadian Tegetan music, wow, I think that is one of the things the New Age got right. I like it sometimes, like when I meditate, but I do find it a little too instrumental and basic, almost primitive at times. It's nice, beautiful and calming, but I cannot handle it all the time. I feel it lacks the richness of classical music, from Earth, as well as all its varieties. I cannot say the same about Irma music, which is, wow, extremely emotional and epic heroic, extremely intimidating, very Richard Wagner, in style, I would say, yet with more drums and more metal instruments. At the end of my day, I like to take a shower, and then I take a swim in my private pool, which is part of my bathroom. Yes, my queen's room on this ship comes with a private swimming pool. One of the amenities that the Sardiclea class ships have, because they are precisely royal yachts, is the royal bedrooms, built for the queen and sometimes for the captains, with exclusive details so that the queen can, for example, exercise, while she is still taking care of royal affairs. For this, they have accommodated a small pool in the bathroom, so that she can exercise. This detail was already included in Talika-class starships. After swimming, I relax a little, and then I go to sleep. The next day, I start all over again, writing for my YouTube channel, making videos, and being a big problem for the Galactic Federation and the Cabal. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.